Message number 768. When man does not believe in God, he does not accept the difference between right and wrong. Saturday, April 20, 2013. My dearly beloved daughter, the heavens are full of sorrow because of the pain which my beloved followers have to endure on earth. All the angels and the saints unite as one to pray for humanity as it endures such a wicked assault by Satan and all his evil spirits. As their prayers are accepted by me and acted upon, I ask all those who declare themselves to be Christians to pray as never before. Prayers offered daily for protection against demonic forces which infiltrate the earth will help cleanse it of evil spirits. You must remain hopeful, and when you remain loyal to me, you will become even stronger. The strength of Christians united in the truth of God will present a powerful defensive wall against the beast whose plans to hurt God's children are coming into being at this time. You must stand before me, declare your undying love for me, and I will lead you in my army, which will never be defeated. As my army increases in size and as billions more convert and accept me, it will help to slay the beast. Your duty, my beloved followers, is to focus on those who will reject my hand of mercy. No matter that you are ridiculed in my name, all you must do is to plead for the salvation of souls. Know that God's army on earth will be granted special graces to enable it to bring with it the souls of those who doubt my holy word. Doubts, when allowed to fester, separate man from God. Doubts are placed in the hearts of man by Satan in order to deceive God's children into believing that God does not exist. When man does not believe in God, he does not accept the difference between right and wrong. Without guidance from God, he will walk into every trap laid down before him by Satan. So much hatred is then manifested in the hearts of man, because once they leave themselves open to the evil one, their hearts fill with anger. The worst anger will be directed at Christians, and yet these people will not know why they feel this way. This is why those who claim not to believe in God spend more time condemning those who do. Pray for their souls. Your Jesus.